What's new in business news, August 18, 2014? Boiler explosion at Samuprakan factory injures 21, surprise second quarter growth in Thai economy, and Bitcoin virtual currency firm licensed to trade in baht. Industrial safety. Boiler explosion at Samuprakan factory injures 21. A total of 21 people were injured, 5 seriously, when a boiler at a cloth dyeing factory exploded early Sunday. The explosion at the Samuprakan dyeing factory of Wongpasit Printing happened about 4:50 a.m. in the morning. Most of the injured were workers from Myanmar and were admitted to Samuprakan Hospital. The blast destroyed about 10 wooden houses behind the factory. 4 fire engines were deployed to put out the fire. Police suspect that the boiler exploded because there was not enough water in it. The cost of the damage is estimated to be over 1 million baht. Prajak Makgao, a 38-year-old factory worker, said he heard a loud explosion while working on a night shift inside the factory building. I ran to see what happened, and I saw the large boiler fall to the floor. The roof was blown off, and flames spread everywhere, Mr. Prajak said. Economy. Thai GDP unexpectedly expands in the second quarter. Thailand's gross domestic product, or GDP, increased in the second quarter by 0.4% year-on-year after contracting by a revised 0.5% in the previous 3 months. This beat an estimate of zero growth. As a result, Thailand's baht rose to a 3-week high as data showed the economy unexpectedly expanded last quarter, signaling the military government is having some success in reviving growth since the May coup. The baht climbed 0.2% to 31.805 per dollar. Some forecasts say the currency will rise to 31.5 by September 30th. Overall, however, the Thai economy contracted 0.1% in the first 6 months of the year, with second quarter growth supported by household spending. A 2014 expansion of 1.5% to 2% has been predicted, with a steady recovery expected in the second half of the year, and GDP likely increasing 3.5% to 4.5% next year. The military government pushed through more than 92 billion baht, or $2.9 billion, in payments to farmers in June that had been delayed under the previous administration of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. 67 billion baht in infrastructure spending has also been approved. In the second half, the positive effects of the junta's economic policies will likely be more visible. Virtual currency. Bitcoin virtual currency firm licensed to trade in baht. Coins, Thailand, became the second Bitcoin exchange service provider in Thailand after Bitcoin Company, which was the first company to obtain approval for a digital currency business. The company Coins began service after it was awarded an e-commerce license by Hoi Quang District Office on June 20th. Bitcoin trading operations being considered a form of commodity trade rather than currency trading. Set up in 2013, the company's headquarters are based in Singapore, but its technological development office is located in the Philippines. The company began Bitcoin trading in the Philippines in January and in Thailand in June. The Bank of Thailand, or BOT, has issued a letter to one of the two firms, namely Bitcoin, saying that foreign currency exchange cannot be done without an operating license granted by the BOT. That is why both companies, Bitcoin and coins, are trading only in baht and not in any foreign currency. The BOT says a company providing Bitcoin exchange against the baht does not require approval or a license from the central bank because Bitcoin and other virtual currencies are not recognized as legal tender in Thailand. However, the company has to comply with other related laws such as the Civil and Commercial Code, Consumer Protection Act, and anti-money laundering regulations. Digital currencies are said to dramatically reduce remittance and transaction fees compared with those of traditional banking services.